is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Lube text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting.
It is a Monday.
Cause I see
Monday.
You watching.
You know, I've been doing this a long time. I still feel like I haven't figured out the right way to open a show.
Okay.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
You know, like, there's got to be a better way. I don't want to do that. When I came up, everybody was like, the way you open a show was like... Seriously, everybody was like... Sports 1140 KHTK. I'm Carmichael Dave. Welcome into the program.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Our phone number is 916-339-1140. You can text us. Well, 916-339-1140.
Yeah, but you also forgot your big, like, tease. Like, all those shows had a big tease. Good morning, welcome to the phone numbers. I'm going to tell you why.
Right.
Trey Lance is going to start all 17 games and Jimmy Garoppolo's in trouble.
That's exactly right.
You have to start with your big take, and you tease it for like 45 minutes. Like, don't forget, I'm still going to tell you why Trey Lance, 17 games as a starter, 56 touchdowns, 4 INTs all season. Again, that's coming up in 45 minutes.
We actually had, it was about 7 years ago, we had and good morning, everybody. Love you. Welcome in. Thank you so much. To those of you listening live and to those of you watching on the replay. By the way, did you know that almost half the people that watch us watch it on a replay?
I think it's not as almost half, but it's a decent amount.
So we had they do things, they hire these things called consultants. And consultants are almost always people that used to be program directors and got fired. And because they got fired, then they go out and they teach other radio stations how to do things right, which seems counterproductive, but whatever. We had this one consultant come in. And it's always great for radio people, too, because their job is to basically pick apart what you do. And think about it. You're being paid to come in and improve or help or just give advice, not just to like a station that's having trouble or anything, but a lot of times really good stations that are doing great but always want to do better. And if you're getting paid to do that, what you can't do, think about it, is go in and be like, you know what? I listened to the show, and it's actually really good.
I don't see any problems.
Not much to add.
Most people don't get a consultant if the show's good, though, or the station, for that matter.
They generally will come in, and they feel like they're not earning their money. They don't listen to, or if they don't pick apart the show. And this guy's biggest problem, he was actually really good with the show. Said the biggest problem, there were a couple little technical things, inside baseball stuff, but he hated our first segment. Hated it. The segment we're doing right now, as a matter of fact, hated it. So that's the one thing I would change. And I said, well, why? And he goes, because you're not doing anything. You're hitting the show at 6 a.m. You don't do it. You're just talking. And so it's a talk show.
True.
And so the analogy he gives me, which I can't really give its full benefit on the air, but I'm going to clean it up as best I can. He called it GTF. And I'm obviously not going to name off all three letters, but the first two are get to. And he used...
Get to food, get to the meat.
There you go. We'll just call it A. And we'll substitute A for action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And his whole thing was... when you watch an adult movie... That's how he started. I was like,
he knew his audience clearly.
Well, no, because I'm thinking, I have a feeling you've never watched one. Yeah, I feel like you've watched a lot of adult movies, sir. He's like the guy on the plane next to you that's got, he thinks nobody can see the laptop.
The boob right on this right. upper corner. Yeah. Exactly. Like we could all see it, guys.
We all can see it, dude. We know what's going on.
It's fine.
It's not fine. It's disgusting. Sort of fine. Whatever. No, it's literally, there is no part of it that's fine. Actually, I want to be clear on that. If you're watching porn on an airplane, you're gross. You're gross for like 100 reasons.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. So when you're watching an adult movie, nobody cares about the storyline.
See, I disagree with that philosophy.
Nobody cares about the actors,
yes,
except
we
how
do.
They except how they look.
No.
Nobody cares about anything. They just want you to get to, let's call it analysis. How about that? Mm-hmm. Analysis. I want to make this very clean. Get to analysis. And he goes, when you open your show, it's all storyline and actors. Nobody cares about the script. You could have the actors in these movies read Shakespeare. Nobody cares. They just want to see what they came to see. So when you get into your show, you should hit the ground running. You should have lively music. You should be throwing out the main topics you're going to cover today. You should be throwing out the phone numbers, identifiers, blah, 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 blah,
we
blah.
We do all that in the segment, though.
You're doing the argument I did. But my response is, listen, it's a morning show. We call this the morning blah because whatever.
We don't really call it that.
We don't. I think Katie actually came up with that when she was on the show instead of the morning brew. But it really, the better, I think, way to describe our first segment is show calisthenics. It's morning. We're all stretching. We're stretching right now. This is a stretch. Everybody's getting their body ready. Get your shoulder muscles going, your neck, all that. Make sure you don't pull anything.
It's pregame.
You don't just show up on the field. Now, you might argue, well, why don't you do that at 5:30? Well, there's a number of reasons, but the main one is no one's listening at 5. We're all in it together. I feel like that would just be too aggressive.
You seem like the type of guy that argued with literally every consultant that he ever worked with.
I don't do well with consultants, and I don't do well with therapists.
Yeah, might be a personal problem.
Yeah, I don't do well because that's not to mean I don't do well with constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. You've been in enough meetings with
sure.
me, or I love it. It's how you learn. Sometimes you need an extra set of eyes to look at things, but I have to respect the set of eyes.
Of course.
And they have to, and even if I don't respect it, I mean, I've gotten great show advice from listeners before mm-hmm. throughout the years who point something out, and I go, I didn't even realize we were doing that. That's a great point.
Yeah, with the consultants, it's usually, I've seen it in my career, it's one of two things. One, they bring them in because the show actually needs help, and there are actually decent consultants that will help. I can attest to that. I have actually worked with a consultant who like doubled our ratings.
Wow.
Like, it's true.
Wow.
But then you have the other one where it's like the show's pretty decent, and the consultant's just coming in to like mess with it, screw it up, and eventually get everyone fired.
Right.
So it just depends on the situation.
That's very true.
Like, there are some that's like, yeah, we just want to get off of this show, but it's doing good. We need an excuse. All right, bring a consultant in to
rip it apart.
Rip it apart. It'll cause all this friction on the show. It'll lower the ratings, and boom, gone. So, yes, no, I've seen it from both sides.
I think I finally came to the conclusion that after trying to, you know, you have your influences in radio. You emulate them a little bit. You try to. I was a Grant Coase, Don and Mike. With a sprinkling of Howard. I don't like saying Howard because then that gets taken as, so you think you're Howard Stern. No. I'm saying this is who I listen to, Rush Limbaugh. These are people that I, mm-hmm. all broadcasters I listened to growing up, and it's not about content, it's about form. Everybody has influences.
Sure.
But I think I came to the conclusion a long time ago that honestly, with the exception of things that are formulaic, like do the tease, hit your time, you know, get to the topic. Oh, those are formulas. But when it comes to style, I think, and this for all you young podcasters out there.
Listen here to us old men as we give you the roadmap to success in your audio journey.
Listen to us to improve your career. I would say just be yourself. And here's why. Doesn't mean you can't improve, but just go with what your instincts are. Because if you have to pretend to be something you're not, it's not going to last long. It's like a relationship. Mm-hmm. You can be on your best behavior for the first month or two. But once you guys move in together, once you guys see each other every day, eventually, listen, it's all going to come out. I mean, literally, it's all going to come out.
I'll say I agree with you 110%. I always just say caveat, make sure you're being yourself within the context of where you're at. Like, well, yeah. You're not going to go on the Food Network and in the middle of your 30-minute cook-off go into a political rant.
Right,
like,
exactly.
People will tune out. Like, be yourself within the realm of what you do.
I agree.
That's the only way to win because, yeah, you're right. If you try to be somebody else, like, you try to not – if you try to broadcast with – somebody else's brain,
or
like
with,
I say,
or trying to please everybody.
Speaking of consultants and PDs, my first PD, my first morning gig was like, "You need to be Ryan Seacrest," and I was like, "How do you expect me to be that?"
Not happening.
Go hire Ryan. I would say, if you want Ryan Seacrest, go hire Ryan Seacrest.
Go hire Ryan Seacrest. He's syndicated.
Yeah.
I think the last thing we would say is we break because we have to hit our times.
That's right. See, now this is where he's being good.
If you're going to fail at something, it's far better to look back and say, I failed doing the thing I wanted to do.
Sure.
And not to fail going, you know what, if I'd have just been myself.
I always tell people, like, I would rather fail doing what I believed was correct.
Right.
Than fail doing what you thought was correct.
Right.
Although I do, I will,
what?
If it means doing it your way and succeeding and making a lot of money,
if you're going to pay me enough, I'll be whoever you are.
Yeah, I have my price.
I'll sing, you know.
Kumbaya.
All right, give me the money. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, we got a show for you today on a Monday, a truncated week for me. Have we figured out, I think we have figured out, by the way. We figured out what's happening when I'm gone, right? I got that. Okay.
Yeah, that's done.
Giants win the series, but not all bad news for the A's. The Niners have a quarterback thing. No, it's not. I'll explain why it's not all bad news for the A's.
Okay.
And I know this happened Friday, but it was after we got off the air. The Kings schedule dropped.
Woo! Love me some schedule. Really.
We got to look over that. We'll start it out next.
It's time for Leading Off, brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal. In the Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com.
Here's cut number one.
3-2 the count, but two down. Here's the pitch. He struck him out. A fastball in the outside corner, and the Giants hang on to win it.
That's when John Miller's at his best. It really, truly is.
Great calls from John Miller all week, and if you haven't heard him, go to wherever your latest John Miller audio app is and find him.
Giants take 2-3. This was, and I'm not just saying this because the Giants won 2-3. This was a great series.
Yeah.
This was a crazy series.
It was nail-biting. It was a nail-biting series, all three games.
I bit nails.
All of them, or how many nails?
No, they're all gone.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't open any sodas, nothing, you know. It was a great series because, I mean, the A's, I think, outscored the Giants in the series if you just totaled up the runs. But you had two consecutive games in which the Giants got a pinch hit, go-ahead home run in the eighth inning to take the lead. And I have the number somewhere here, but it's like, I think it's the first time in baseball history that's been done, where you've had two pinch hit go-ahead home runs in the eighth inning in two consecutive games. I know that's oddly specific, but that's the type of series it was. This series could have gone either way. The A's could have very easily swept the series.
That's kind of the problem if you're the A's. I know you're going to have a little silver lining, you said, for A's fans
out
there.
Yeah, coming up at 6:30.
But if I am a baseball fan of the Oakland A's, I am upset because, like you said, we could have and I arguably should have. What this came down to was the Giants bench was a swing better or two swings better than the A's bullpen.
That really is what it is, two swings better. The Giants continue to make no sense, but Giants fans don't care if they make sense. The trying to keep winning.
If not making sense equals like a deep run in the postseason, I think every fan of any team ever would be okay with it never making sense.
I think the A's are going to be okay, dude. I think the A's are going to be okay. They start a series with the Mariners tonight at 6:40 right here on KHDK.
Who've won a game straight.
They have. They're on a one-game winning streak. Good for them. All right, more Bay Area sports number two.
Leading off, cut number two.
22 seconds left. Daniel dropping back one more time. Here comes the Heat again. Pass over the middle, caught at the 15. And then a nice tackle by Marcel Harris to keep Roundtree in bounds. Down to 10 seconds. This will be, if they get it off, would be the last play of the game. Down to 5. At 3, at 2, they will not get it off. But the Niners win the game.
I know that feeling.
Kyle Madsen had a wonderful tweet yesterday, and I hate giving him credit for stuff like this, but he really did. Easton Stick was the quarterback for the Chargers. And that's a great name, Easton Stick.
Is it?
It's just how, come on. When
it's a can't miss name. I'm not ready to crown that a great name, though.
Like, it's not just, as I always say, the rules for these. It's not just the first name, it's the last name. And you name your kid Easton first off, which he's got to be named after. Funny, a kid named Easton played football and not baseball, but there you go. And he wears the number 2. So Kyle Madsen tweets out a picture of Easton from behind, and his tweet just simply said sports. Stick
well
to
done.
Sport.
It's just a well done.
It's a well done tweet. Easton Stick and Chase Daniel, as you heard, two wonderful names. Could not get it done for the Chargers.
Nope.
Here's the story. Trey Lance is 8-14 for a couple of touchdowns. He had a pick. He actually started out, I think, 1-5.
That pick, I didn't put that on him.
It was a little high.
It should have been caught. I'm in the camp of it should have been caught. That was the big debate. Should it have been caught or was it a bad pass? So probably both.
Well, he started out 1-5 with a pick. He ended up 7-9. For the rest of the way, he went 7-9 with 2 touchdowns. He also scored on a 2-point conversion, showed off his mobility. He was called back because I think of a hold. Wayne Gallman looked good. Just plug him in. Plug him in with Trey Sermon and Raheem Mostert. And
neither of who played yesterday.
Right.
I thought Jamichael Hasty looked fine, too.
Not Jamichael Hasty, actually.
I feel like if you're a running back in the NFL and you play for the 49ers, the bare minimum you're going to do is he looks fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen. You're going into a Shanahan offense.
Mm-hmm.
It happened with the Broncos and Daddy Mike. Like, it's just going to happen. Niners win 15-10. Nobody cares about the score. What you do care about is Trey Lance. What you do care about is who's starting week one. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but some fun stuff. By the way, Jim Garoppolo.
I'm excited to hear your take on this whole, especially with Kyle Shanahan's audio, which we have for you in the presser.
I got takes.
I know you have takes. I'm excited for takes. I like takes.
I'm also quite enamored with the TV crew covering the game. Because when Trey Lance threw his first when Trey Lance throws a touchdown, they immediately, I'm not exaggerating, they immediately in the truck scream out, cut to Jimmy! And you go right to Jimmy. Every time Trey Lance threw, both times he threw the touchdown, the first shot is a sideline shot of Jimmy Garoppolo to see, is he picking his nose? Is he cheering? Is he looking down in anger? And, of course, every time he's cheering.
Yeah, Jimmy's not an idiot.
No, he's not. He knows.
Are you expecting Jimmy, every time Lance throws a TD, he's going to throw his helmet?
It's so stupid.
Kick the clipboards, 50 yards? Like, come on.
Let's get the reaction from Garoppolo.
Ah, damn it. He's not angry. Go back to Lance.
Oh, the media always starting controversies.
Hey, now.
Speaking of coming up at 6:45, who should start for the Niners? All right, number 3.
Leading off, cut number 3.
Well, we are excited. We're looking forward to the resumption of NBA basketball. I think everybody is really excited. And
that's me trying to clip together a schedule release highlight.
I
so
was
going to
gonna say, what was that?
There's not a whole lot of schedule release highlights out there, no.
I mean, I'm excited.
For the schedule release or the audio clip?
The audio clip, because I saw the clip in here. It says King's schedule, and I'm like, how'd you find a schedule highlight?
He didn't.
What was that, actually?
That was G-Man, getting ready to, him and Doug did a little thing before the bubble started and talked about the schedule, and I just, clipped together some of him talking to make it sound like he was talking about this schedule, which I clearly failed at.
I'm impressed. I'm truly impressed. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, we'll get into the schedule a little bit at halftime at 7:30 and then in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk King's schedule and just look at the open and games of note, you know.
Did they get screwed out of national TV games? We have all the takes here.
Schedule release is so goofy, but
it's so stupid, actually.
You know, we'll point out the important stuff and leave the not important stuff alone. The Giants take 2-3 from the A's. This was a great series. Some other stuff going on in baseball as well. We'll update you on the surroundings from these teams all coming up next.
1-800-920-1140 to talk.
Or maybe texting would be better.
Text the show at 916-339-1140. It's the Carmichael Dave Show on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Sports.
Sports.
It's all sports.
24 hours a day.
Now the pitch. Swinging. There's a shot deep down the right field line. Way back there, it is a home run. There's a swing, and there's a drive down the left field line, deep into the corner. Adios, Pelota! Can you believe that? 3-2 the count, but two down. Here's the pitch. He struck it out. A fastball in the outside corner, and the Giants hang on to win it.
The San Francisco Giants take 2-3 from the Oakland Athletics in Oakland, of course. Giants have a 2.5 game lead on the Dodgers, who finally lost a game.
It's more like Oak Frisco, the way it was kind of balanced there.
Yeah.
You don't get used to seeing a packed house at the Coliseum, but when you do, it's usually for that series. It's because the other team has a lot of fans there.
Yeah, there were a lot of,
and I get it. Listen, yeah. I'm a Kings fan. I know, like, when the Lakers come to town, they invade. Right. And I understand from A's fan.
But it's worse because at least L.A. is down in L.A.
Right. It's really annoying when your big brother from across the bay comes in and does that.
Oh, don't start with that big brother stuff.
Well, you told me to say it.
Well,
so.
I.
You told me in the break. Hey, Jay, strike up controversy on the show. Need you to say this.
I'm going to get mad at you. Where's the, here we go. They're over 30,000. 30,345 was your announced attendance yesterday.
Well done, Bay Area baseball fans. Well done indeed.
Well done. Although, you know, Sunday rubber match, beautiful day. I could have done more.
I agree.
I could have sold the thing out.
Could have taken the tarps down, right?
Taken?
Taking the tarps down?
I also want to shout out my guy, Kevin Phippen. I was watching his Twitter over the weekend. And I don't know what he said to start the whole thing, but, you know, I'm a diehard, lifelong Giants fan. And every fan base has ding-dongs. I think Kevin said something like, you know, Farhan Zaidi is, this Giants team reminds me of, he actually made what I thought was a very astute observation. By the way, 36,000 on Saturday. Wasn't there a fireworks or something going on one of the days, I think? Was it Friday, maybe?
I assume at this point there's always fireworks after baseball games.
Well, there are fireworks on the field. Kevin made what I thought was a pretty astute observation. He said that the A's were kind of playing small ball all week and manufacturing runs, and the Giants were just sitting back and waiting on the home run and getting it. And the Giants team reminded him a lot of A's teams of the past and how they're constructed. And, man, you got a lot of Giants fans. I mean, he's
pitchers and dingers, baby.
It's like, which is a great sports bar. It's like he's trying to compliment the Giants in saying that, hey, they remind me of the past A's teams. I mean, this is a fun team to watch. And the amount of vitriol from this.
Yeah, except this team leads in their division.
Well, there you go. And you had all these Giants that don't compare these teams. Don't compare them. Stay. Come on, A's fan. Stick to whatever you do, A's fan. I'm like, really?
You know the rules. If you're on social media, which is why I hate discussing it in general, you cannot compliment the opposing team because the opposing team has that social media fan that's like, don't patronize us. Don't do that to us. It's not the same.
Right, it's so stupid.
And I know it's stupid.
First off, Kevin's right. He's right. It was a good observation, I thought. Secondly, why? Why pick? You won 2-3 in their park. It was a good series. Why is it that you have to tear down? I get it, but
dude, again, it's that percentage of the fan base that's on socials. They're just miserable humans.
I feel like those are, you know, I look at those as a Giants fan. I'm like, yeah, you know, this whole true fan thing that people throw out, but I'm like, that's not.
You know what I consider a true fan? Someone that has logic,
and someone who is capable exactly of complimenting the other team.
Yes.
I have no hate for the A's.
Dude, I come on here and compliment the Giants on a regular basis, and it cripples my soul as a Dodgers fan. But I cannot get on here and just not pretend that they're not doing things.
And that's the thing. When I look at stuff like that, and I look at those reactions, I think, you know, you're not a Giants fan so much as you are a cultist.
Yes, no, for sure.
You have your gang.
And you know
you're going after the other gang.
But you know every fan base, to the point, has that. Every fan base, more than other, depending on the team, obviously.
Right.
But every fan base has those cultists, and they're the vocal minority. They're the ones that you see in here, and like the ones we're addressing this morning, where I do feel like it's a smaller percentage of the fan base, where I feel like most, like you said, just fans with logic can hear that and be like, yeah, like you said, like, yeah, no, I get the comparison there. This is a team built, even though the Giants are 10th in payroll. But it's not a team built of, like, flashy name guys. Not that there's any in baseball. Come on, Justin, make your argument better. but I get it. It's guys, they pitch well, and they use the long ball. To this point, they're not going to manufacture a lot of runs. It's interesting, though, but isn't that, like, in a weird space, that's kind of how the teams are always been. The A's are just trying to manufacture runs, and the Giants hit home runs. Like, it just in the scape of how big one is and how small the other is.
Well, yeah, I mean... There's no doubt the Giants have more to work with, money-wise, especially,
yeah.
And it's okay to acknowledge that. It doesn't mean the team's not good, and it doesn't mean the Giants should give money back, but it's okay to say what they're doing. Also, when you talk about where the Giants are in salary, you're 100% correct, but it needs to be contextualized in the following way, because I think more to Kevin's point. See, Farhan Zaidi cut his teeth with the Dodgers, but also with the A's.
Mm-hmm.
He trained under Billy Beane. And when you look at the Giants, what'd you say? They're what, 10th in payroll?
10th in payroll, I believe.
They have a grand total of five players that make more than $3.2 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very top-heavy to old guys.
First off, they're the oldest team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, Posey, Gausman, Belt, Crawford, and Bryant all make $16 million or more. The next highest guy is Donovan Solano making $3.25 million.
It is a huge drop-off, like you said, from the top five to the next part.
It really is.
And, yeah, that's what Zaidi's done. And you know, everyone sees, oh, he comes from the Dodgers. Oh, they just assume, yeah, big money, big money. That's not Andrew Friedman's mindset, who Zaidi came up under, because Friedman is a Tampa Bay guy.
Right.
And so Friedman, even when he came over to the Dodgers, yeah, he knew he had more money to spend and was going to spend that money, but he didn't just throw money at guys.
No.
Like, he spent very smart.
And by the way, I'm not including, and I guess I should to be fair, you have the top-heavy guys, those five guys. You also have to add in Longoria just came off the injured list. He's making 18, and Cueto is making 21. Cueto's on the injured list.
Well, but think about this now, too. Here's the interesting thing for Giants fans. Obviously, they put Crawford an extension. I think Posey will get an extension. Mm-hmm. But Belt's a free agent. I think Gausman's a free agent, and Cueto's a free agent, too, right? Yeah, I think Longoria has one more year. But, yeah, you got a lot of money coming off those books. So I'm not telling Giants fan, fast forward, start looking to next season.
Sure, but this is supposed to be a transition year.
But it's going to be interesting now with there's a lot of talent on the open market coming the offseason of just how Zaidi continues to retool this team and what he's going to spend and what he's not. That, to me, is a fascinating storyline. It's a little early to start talking about, but something to definitely keep on your radar.
Shout out, by the way, to Chris in the YouTube chat.
Why?
Well, let me tell you why. See, as much as I rip Chris and have fun with him, I think he's the only listener to the show I follow on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I follow Christy. Because he's here every day and he's diehard and I love him. I mess with him, but it's like family. I take a bullet.
No, if Chris was ever not in the YouTube chat, I'd actually legit be sad.
I would be sad. But when you follow somebody, that means that they can direct message you. and Chris, instead of just saying, oh, you know what? He follows me. I follow him. Hey, that's cool. Let's leave it at that.
As someone who Chris, you know, liberally messages on a regular basis, I understand where you're going with this.
Let's go real quick with Chris's communications with me over the weekend. We start out with a direct message of a GIF saying "Go Niners," and you know he says, "Let's go Niners." Okay.
Cute.
Yesterday, then at 9:50 in the morning, are you watching the AVP Manhattan Beach Open? I don't even know what that is. Is that volleyball?
I'm guessing because it's beach, right?
I'm
with you. That's
Manhattan Beach.
I went to
volleyball,
you know,
right?
Volleyball.
But it could be tennis. I don't know.
It could be literally anything with him.
2 minutes later, it's on Peacock. 4:54 in the afternoon. I like the way he hits the hole. Ew. But he spelled hole W-H-O-L-E. I don't know what I don't know what he's referencing.
What time was it at?
This was 7 hours later at 4:54 in the afternoon.
Had the Niners game started? It's the only thing I can think of.
So,
you know, because like hit the hole, obviously running back. No,
but Chris, listen, I love you, but me following you is not an invite to have a running commentary. And I didn't respond. I don't know what to say. No, I'm not watching volleyball. And you probably know I'm not watching volleyball or tennis or whatever it was. And then secondly, you can just tweet at me. It's not because the problem is when I get a direct message, it gives me a little notification. And then I'm like, oh, what is this? Am I watching volleyball? No, I'm not. But thanks. As I was on the eighth hole, hit my driver. I mean, jeez. Save him.
It's also very Chris, though. Everything you describe is just, that's kind of Chris in a nutshell.
Quantity, not quality, is what we look for. Or, excuse me.
No, that's what he looks for.
Quality, not quantity. The following rule should take place. We've got to take a break. If you feel the need to direct message me, ask yourself, does he have to know this, and should it be private? If the answer to either of those is no, I'll make a little sign with the arrows. Then don't.
I think what you should do is actually send him an instruction manual, because you asking him to take something that is subjective.
Maybe I should.
Probably a bad idea.
We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, the Niners beat the Chargers. Trey Lance hit a couple of touchdown throws. And, well, let's hear from Kyle Shanahan on the starting situation. And the Raiders and Khalil Mack, they'll be reunited soon. It's a real tease. I'm not joking. There's a story
about this.
We'll tell you about it next.
If you want a unique angle on a topic that no one in their right mind would think of, you're in the right place. The Carmichael Dave Show returns now.
All right, breaking news that some people aren't going to like, and sorry, it's me sticking my foot in it. By the way, if we had a consultant, this is the exact type of thing a consultant would tell me to stay away from.
Breaking news?
It is breaking news, but it is sports-related. I'll show you why here in a second. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine. That happened just a few minutes ago. It has full FDA approval. It's not an emergency use authorization anymore. It's full approval. I like how Jay just took a deep breath and settled back into his chair. Why is this breaking news on a sports station? Why am I talking about this? Not getting into the politics. What you should know is this. You're going to now see a domino effect. You've already seen some of it start. You're going to see a domino effect with football coming up, basketball behind it, NHL behind it, college football. You're going to see a domino effect now over the next couple weeks. A lot of not just employers, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking specifically about sports. Mm-hmm. Have been waiting for this so that they can now begin putting out not vaccine optional requirements, not suggestions, not either vaccinated or a test. They've been waiting to be able to say, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come in.
Right.
Period. End of statement.
Yeah. They've known they haven't been able to do it without FDA approval because unions can fight it and all that stuff.
It brings up, they were fairly sure. I mean, we're talking about, you know, a lot of lawyers weighing in, but the majority, the vast majority felt like they could hold up the legal part. But there was some worry that without approval, somebody could say, hold on, you're making me do this. It's not even approved, blah, blah, blah. That's just flown out the window now. So we try to bring it up on occasion just to hammer home you're going to see this. Mm-hmm. This is for people that are, whether you're looking to buy season tickets, whether you're looking to make plans, you know, A, so you don't get, obviously we want everybody to be, or I shouldn't say we, I want everybody to get vaccinated, be healthy and live long lives. But politics and personal preference aside, which is such a hot button, these are real world things when it comes to your sporting dollar that you're going to have to be aware of that very soon here. I would say the vast majority of, and not just obviously sporting events, but concerts, et cetera, but the vast majority of these events, these arenas are going to say, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come.
Yeah, no, this is their, this is kind of their, boy. Right. This is not going to spark it. This is her Trump card, no pun intended.
Oh God, Jay. I'm trying to be nice.
That's why I took a deep breath before I said it. And again, pun intended. Literal sense. Nothing figurative about that.
It is their Trump card on this. It truly is. It's something that they're going to be able to throw in and say, hey, listen, now that excuse is gone. And figure it out or don't figure it out. A lot of people are going to be angry about that, but that is what it is. Speaking of football, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Second and 8 with Garoppolo out of the gun. Dropping back to pass. Pumping once. Throwing over the middle. Caught at the 26-yard line.
Hey, Jimmy Garoppolo's got wheels.
Fake the give to the left. Garoppolo stepping up in the pocket. He will tuck it down himself to the 50. He's got to get down, and he slides nicely at the 42 of the Chargers. He's safe at second base. But get the yardage, hold your breath. Your starting quarterback's out in the middle of the field, but untouched when you get down.
All right,
Stupid announcer. It's football, not baseball.
Bay Area Olympics. Does that give you an idea? Bay Area Olympics.
Oh, God.
Who wins in a foot race? Jimmy Garoppolo or Buster Posey?
Jimmy Garoppolo. Dude, I might be able to beat Buster Posey to foot race.
What do you know about Buster just scored for first the other day?
That's fine.
He got up and he said, I'm so fast.
The part you forgot is like he just got to the plate about 5 minutes ago. The run just officially counted.
Trey Lance started out 1 of 5 with a pick, but he got it all together.
Dropping back to pass. Looking deep down the right sideline. Shearfield's got it. He's got plenty of room down the right sideline. Inside the 20 to the 15-yard line. I don't know what happened with the Charger defense. They played like kind of bracket coverage, but someone released Shearfield, and Trey Lance put it on his numbers.
Shearfield had a great game yesterday. So did Wayne Gallman. We talked about that earlier. Trey Lance actually has wheels.
Fake the give inside. Lance stepping up in the pocket. He's got room to run. At the 45, you see that speed to get to the corner. He's got the first down out to the 48-yard line, and there's a burst, there's a read, and then there's an athleticism. It's fun to watch.
All right, one more touchdown for Trey.
Lance on 3rd and 4, dropping back to pass, firing over the middle. Travis Benjamin's got a touchdown.
Travis Benjamin with the touchdown. The Niners would go on to win 15-10. Who cares? Whatever. Interesting quarterback situation going on. Obviously, everyone's talking about that, but also some other people that are kind of up and down on the team that watches. It's not just all about the quarterback stuff, but Kyle Shanahan did speak on Trey Lance.
I have my eyes down the field most of the time. I'm not watching him a lot. He was much better at that this week, but I didn't see him as much of a fundamental issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was kind of boring. What about this?
Thanks.
I haven't seen that. I would love for it to be more and more each week, but I think the situation is pretty similar right now.
That's him talking about the quarterback situation. Has it changed at all? We're just running through some of the stuff here. Here's the one that's got everybody talking.
Are you going to make an announcement? Is Jimmy Garoppolo your starter week one?
No, I'm not making that announcement. Nice try, though. Whenever I feel like it. Not tonight.
Do you like the snark there?
From Kyle?
Yeah.
Well, hold on now.
Are you going to make an announcement? Is Jimmy Garoppolo your starter week one?
No, I'm not making that announcement. Nice try, though. Whenever I feel like it.
Right there.
Not tonight.
Though, whenever I feel like it. Nice try.
Is that snark?
It's a little snarky, though. I'm not saying that like, oh, my God, Kyle, come on. Really, bro? That's
no,
bad.
I got you.
No, but come on. There's a little snark there.
I mean, we're going to have this coming up in 3 for Madness. Because we're going to talk about this. It's such an asinine situation because the media has to ask the question.
Of course.
I don't blame them. It's the biggest question in Niner camp.
And that's where I'm going with, do you like the snark? Because like you said, you pointed out exactly why. The media is not, they can't not ask that.
Listen, there's a difference though. And here's why I don't mind what Kyle said. It's so stupid because the media is like contractually obligated to ask the question. they also know what Kyle Shanahan's going to say. And Kyle knows the media has to ask the question, and he knows they know what he's going to say. So he's going to have a little fun because it's dumb. They know he's not going to answer. He knows that they know he's not going to answer, but he gets asked the question anytime the mic goes on, and sometimes they try to sneak it in. It's not always who's going to be the week one starter. It's getting closer to, it's been a great competition. Getting closer. Has anything changed?
It's trying to get creative, asking right. the same question in just a different context.
Right. I mean,
I'll give you this. There's more of a competition there to me than what's happening in Chicago right now. Boy, is that something.
Oh, boy. By the way, you see how Justin Fields hit?
Yeah.
That's a tough penalty, isn't mm-hmm. it? That's a tough.
Very tough.
I watched that thing like the Zapruder film, like a lot of people did. It sure looked a little bit like Fields kind of, he braced and ducked into that. That's yeah. a tough penalty, dude.
It's also preseason, so I refs are going to be a little rusty.
Oh, I got you. All right, we'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, Soundgarden, top of the hour. Larry Fitzgerald's excited to play football. Well, okay, maybe the opposite. We'll get to that sound in a second. Justin Fields, he heard his ears are burning, not just from that hit. Defending his guy, the Red Rocket. And we'll get back to Kyle Shanahan, talk more about that next.